Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Rachel Pilkington is best known for playing Jane in Fair City, but she's also involved with the Darkness Into Light event, and we're going to be talking to her in a couple of minutes' time, but not now. Is that right? Not now. We are talking to her. Okay, we'll have a chat with her about that, which is, of course, in conjunction with Pieta House, which is a charity a lot of you will be familiar with. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Lovely to talk to you. What part of the world are you in as we speak?
I am in Ballin in County Carlow.
And as you look out the window, tell me, does the sun shine or the rain fall or the clouds gather?
It is very cloudy, unfortunately.
For God's sake. Now, tell me, why are we talking this morning? What's happening that you're excited about and you want to talk about?
Okay, well, basically, I've very recently become an ambassador for Pieta House.
Very good.
And as there is a significant... basically, Darkness Into Light is their flagship fundraising and awareness event of the year. And I suppose, really, if I could just mention what Pieta House
does. Yeah, tell us a bit about it. We'd mention them a few times down through the year, so you let us know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, Pieta House is a suicide and self-harm crisis centre, which was founded in Lucan in 2006 by a beautiful woman called Joan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And there are... I'm out of breath because I just let a cat out downstairs, so I sprinted up the stairs.
Did you kick the cat out the door? Or?
My breathlessness. Yeah, outside the front door was scratching, and I said, now's the time to let her out before I speak on the phone.
Okay, well, gather yourself, Rachel.
I'm gathered.
You're gathered. The cat's gone. The scratching has stopped, and you're good to go. So you were telling me about Joan Freeman and Pieta House.
So anyway, Joan Freeman founded it back in 2006.
Sure.
And there are 9 centres currently across Ireland. Pieta House provides a professional one-to-one therapeutic service for anyone who's experiencing suicidal ideation or engaging in self-harm.
Right.
Now, if you need support and need to contact them, it's not necessary to have a doctor's referral or any psychiatric report. And all services are completely free of charge.
Good. Go on.
Yeah, no, so far, Pieta House has supported over 17,500 people. And more than 5,000 of these sought help in 2014 alone.
Right, so massive numbers and a massively important service. So why did you get involved, Rachel?
Well, I attended the launch back, I think it was in March, in the IFI. Mo Dunford was there. Mo, who is an actor as well.
Great actor. His movie is very good, Patrick's Day, which
absolutely,
deals with this subject. Yeah.
That's exactly it, yeah. So I was invited along, and really after that I met with the new CEO, Brian Higgins, and we had coffee and talked at length, and I was invited to become an ambassador, which I'm delighted to do and feel privileged to do. So
you probably, from talking to people, friends and family, whatever, realise when you say something like that you're involved, you get to know the amount of people that will say quietly to you, actually, I know somebody who, or this is, it's a very common problem in this country.
Absolutely, that's exactly it. And so many people, even since, coming forward as an ambassador for them, have contacted me privately and asked for numbers or asked for help or told me that they themselves or someone connected them have dealt with Pieta House over the last few years, and just how invaluable that has been to their lives, So it's just incredible the work that they do.
So the Darkness Into Light, for people who haven't heard of this type of event, remind us, it starts in the middle of the day, night, morning.
Yes. It starts at 4:15 a.m. on Saturday the 9th, which is this Saturday. So people will be getting up at all sorts of hours, depending on how far they have to travel. But there are 60 venues across Ireland that are hosting the event. Now, there are 80 venues hosting the event worldwide altogether, right, including 3 in America, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., 3 in Canada, Calgary, Toronto, Vancouver, 5 in Australia, Melbourne, Perth, Darwin, Brisbane and Sydney, 3 in England, London, Manchester and Liverpool, and 2 in Scotland, Aberdeen and Glasgow, for anyone who may be listening and may have family out in any of those places.
Yeah.
You can register online or you can just arrive on the morning. Now, just to let you know, for anyone listening who is thinking about doing it in the Dublin area, the Phoenix Park and Marley Park Registration is already closed because of capacity constraints. So if there's anybody thinking about doing it in the Dublin area, it would be advised to consider Malahide or Skerries, right, or perhaps Bray or Naas.
That's
or
good news, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic
that they're
news.
Too, I mean, full. I mean, they're oversubscribed, which is super.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it really is incredible because, yeah. Ryan, in 2009, they held their first Darkness into Light event in the Phoenix Park. 400 people gathered in the dark. Now, in 2014, nearly 80,000 people took part across Ireland. It is incredible.
It touches so many lives, which is why there's such an enthusiastic response to what they do. Will you be running somewhere in the middle of the night?
You know what? I will be. I will be walking.
Yes.
And a little bit of light jogging and maybe the odd sprint.
If you're chasing a cat somewhere, where are you?
Yeah. Unless an animal distracts me along the way. But basically, Darkness into Light represents hope and solidarity, and it's symbolic of the work of Pieta House, which is about bringing people from the darkness into the light. Yeah. I'll be doing the Carlow Town event, which is at St. Lawrence O'Toole's Athletic Club. I did it last year and I cut the ribbon, and this year my youngest son, Noah, is going to be cutting the ribbon. He's 8. And basically, it's actually Communion Day in Ballon that day, and he's in second class, but as we're non-denominational, he's going to be running for Pieta instead, and we'll celebrate him in a different way later in the day.
Yeah.
And he's actually very excited about that. It's just about getting the scissors out of his hand before he takes off.
Yeah, you're going to watch that. You'll be, no wonder your light jog could turn into a sprint if he gets ahead of you. But yeah, that's good, and that's important for Noah as a young fellow, you know, kind of his generation, to get them to inform them early. He's not part of the process.
Absolutely, and you know, he's actually going to be running for his paternal grandfather, who took his life 10 years before birth.
Okay.
So it's such a poignant and symbolic and a beautiful event to take part in. And as I said, last year was the first time I did it, just to see the numbers turning out, and everyone in their yellow t-shirts, which you get once you've registered, or if you can collect it on the morning, all going to plan that there's some still available on the morning. But just to, you walk in darkness, run, jog, whatever, and then the light filters in and the birds begin to sing, and it's just so poignant. And
Derek Mooney falls out of a tree special. Then with his microphone, does he?
Derek Mooney.
Derek Mooney starts recording the birds. Wrong show.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He loves the Dawn Court.
He'd love that.
I know. But even when we were running through Carlow Town Park, there was little night lights along the way. And it just, I can't recommend it highly enough to anyone. Even if they haven't been affected directly by suicide or know of anyone, even if they've never experienced depression or anything like that, even for somebody who's maybe just at a difficult point in their life or at a crossroads and they just feel stuck in a rut, you know, for an adult it's €25 unless you go in a group of 5 or more, which is 20 each. Children are free, and then the students, OAPs, job seekers are all €15 each. But just it's such a great way to spend that €25.
Yep,
it goes towards the work of Pieta House, and what it gives to yourself, it just, like, that can be the starting point of a change of course of your own life for the better. And I, you know, you wouldn't think twice about spending that amount of money on a night out or sitting in eating a takeaway or whatever. And it's just exercise, of course, is just so important for our mental and physical well-being.
Well, it's a great event, and they're lucky to have you as an ambassador, Rachel. Thanks so much for informing us about it, and good luck with Noah on Saturday.
Thank you.
The only good thing about having Noah, you know, cut the ribbon at 4:15 in the morning is that on the day of his communion is that he'll probably go to bed around 6:30 that night, so you'll be grand. You'll be wrecked.
If only he'd switch off at that. I'd be no such luck.
Rachel, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ryan. Mike, okay.